You are listening to the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast, where we serve those that God has called to the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math to equip you to not only go out and be the light in your field, but know you are graced to dominate STEM. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mad Mondays. My name is Marilyn Chanel, and with me, I have a special guest, Diamond.
Hello, hello.
Hi, guys. We're just going to be talking today about my great friend, Diamond, and her pursuit throughout her journey, her STEM journey. And so we're just going to be getting to know her.
It's a journey.
It definitely is a journey.
It's a journey.
So I want to do just a little icebreaker.
Okay.
This is kind of like a new one. I feel like it would be fun. Okay. So let's play Never Have I Ever. But not the dirty edition, the STEM edition.
Okay.
All right. So let's do Never Have I Ever STEM edition. So put up three fingers. I'm going to ask Diamond three questions and let's see what she has or has not done.
Okay.
So the first one, never have I ever failed a class.
I have.
Yeah, I have too.
I cried. I felt like two or three classes in one semester.
Girl. No, sometimes the struggle be real. It's a lot to balance. First off, balancing your schoolwork, your mental health, outside relationships.
Yes. And I was trying to do all of that plus work. I was doing two full-time jobs and one part-time job. Wow. I don't know what I was doing.
I mean, so you gotta get.
I don't know why
grace.
I thought I was gonna like pass. Like I was winking it. I didn't even do it was a whole project that was due. I didn't even do.
Wow.
But my teacher was so like my professor. She was so like understanding. Like she really pushed for me to like help out. And then when I did like pass, like because when I took her again, she was like so proud.
But that's good. That's
so yeah. I really shout out to her.
I'm glad you picked it back up like and did it again.
Oh yeah, I had to. I wasn't gonna get my associates if I did.
Yeah.
That was one of them classes where it's like, all right, like you just gotta take it next go around. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Never have I ever told a professor I understood something when I really didn't.
I have.
I did too.
I kept, you know how you're not understanding something and then you don't wanna seem like you're stupid.
Yeah.
And they looking at you like.
Or when they have told you two times before, like they explained it.
Two, three, four times.
And then you still like, dang, I kind of don't understand it.
Right. So. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I got it. I understand.
I got it.
And I'm just crying inside.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, this going to be on a test. I know it. And I don't know what this man or lady talk about.
Yeah. I've done that too.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. Mm-hmm. Never have I ever acted like I didn't know something just so I could go to the cute guy in the class.
Oh, yeah. And get it. Girl, yeah.
And have him be like, well, can you help me on this problem?
It was my intro bio class, my freshman year at Berry. Yes, girl.
Okay.
Ooh, he was like 6'4".
Ooh.
I forgot what his nationality was, but like, I think he was like Indian. But he was so sweet. Like, me and him was cool, if more anything. Like, I was in a pre-vet club, and he, like, bought, like, all my bracelets I had to sell. He was so handsome. Mm. And he played guitar.
Ooh.
He was, like, the person in the ABC Family movie.
Wow.
6'4". He had a nice beard.
Well, did you ever get through with it? Like, did he ever help you on your problem or your homework?
I told him I understood, and I didn't understand nothing that was still going
he
on. We had bio lab together, so we didn't have lecture together, but we had the same lab together.
Okay.
So I wasn't understanding something. He was just talking. I'm just like, mm-hmm.
And you said, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I forgot his name. He was so
you gotta find
handsome.
Him again.
I don't remember his name. He was so handsome.
Dang.
He had some really nice teeth.
Well, I hope somehow the paths will align.
Okay. I would have to, I don't know. He probably had to recognize me because I wouldn't be able
you
to recognize
him
no more, no. I just know he was just really handsome and tall. When a man tall, they get points.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that was our Never Have I Ever. You got a chance to kind of hear about Diamond and her.
Just a little tidbit.
Yep. But let's start first. So how did we even meet?
We met second grade.
Yeah, it was second
what
grade.
Was
Miss Whaley.
It was Miss Whaley's class.
That second grade.
And yeah,
from I don't remember there. Exactly how we met. I just remember, I think me, you, Francois, Samantha, like we were probably sitting by each other.
Yeah, and we just all.
We just clicked.
Clicked, yeah.
And it's crazy because we had a big class, but I just only talked to y'all. It was.
I remember that. And then Francois being at the lunch table and then talking.
We all would just sit on the same side.
I remember that.
I remember we had the table. It's crazy. It's so long ago. We had the table right coming into the lunchroom. Mm-hmm. So when you walk in the lunchroom, it was right there to the left.
Yeah.
And we would always sit right at the end.
Yeah. And then from there, we just been cool. Mm-hmm. Friends, you know. And then ninth grade.
We got closer in high school. I mean, it's like we was close but in then second grade, but I moved in multiple schools.
I'm about to say, yeah, because you moved away after second grade. Mm-hmm. And then after
I think it was second or going into third grade, I think I left.
Yeah, and then ninth grade, I remember you coming back. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the same school. And then guess what our nicknames are for each other?
Ladybug.
I was wearing this red
with black polka dots,
and I got it from Route 21. I remember where I got that thing from. And then see me in the hallway one day.
I was like, "Ladybug," and she ain't pay me no attention. I was like, "Ladybug." I said, "That's our nickname for each other, yeah. Ladybug." And then we really just call each other that since then.
Yeah,
and literally the picture.
Her name in my phone is still that too.
Yeah, that's your name in my phone. It's my Ladybug, and it's like the picture. Your contact picture is the picture of you wearing that.
That's for real?
Girl. Like, literally, it's a picture of you with that sweater on. It's the cutest picture.
But yes, that is me and Diamond. So we're going to dive into this and just talk about Diamond's journey throughout
STEM. Oh, you can't see.
STEM.
Oh. You can't see, but you got that sweater.
Oh, yeah. I remember it.
Yes.
All right. So let's dive into who Diamond is. So
mysterious.
Who is Diamond?
That's like one of those job interview questions and you're scared to answer it, but
that's I would like, say, what do you say?
Right. I think I'd be afraid of that question because I don't never want to say the wrong thing, or you know how you always get one of those questions and you'd be like, dang, I wish I said this too. Mm-hmm. That's one of the questions I struggle with. I can just say like, Diamond is an empowering 23-year-old black woman, Southern black woman.
Okay.
She is still trying to figure out her way, still trying to figure out who she is.
I feel that.
Because she's slowly but always changing. And it's not for a bad thing. It could be changing for the better, but she's always changing and transforming into this new person. That doesn't mean she doesn't still have some of her old qualities as well.
Right.
But she's always evolving. She's trying to become that boss.
I love that. Okay. So tell the people where you're from.
I hate that question too. I hate that question so much because it caused so much nitpicking in my family.
Okay.
I was born in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
But I was raised between Parker's Ferry, South Carolina, Smokes, South Carolina, and Orangeburg.
Okay. So and like, that's where we met. We met her. I met her in the Berg.
Yeah. But that's like my dad's side of the family. Mm. You from Smokes? Because they from Smokes.
Okay, you know. Well, we don't want no smoke.
We don't want no smoke with anybody from Smokes.
But Diamond just named all the places she's from.
Exactly.
So she cleared it all. All right, so on the Mad Scientist podcast, we really want to dive into the journey that we've had through STEM. I know I talk about my struggles, me failing a class, mm-hmm. feeling like I was a failure because I failed, and then having like those... Just trying to navigate all throughout this, you know, and I feel like it's so important to kind of let people in on those things because you never know what somebody else could be going through. They could be, they could be down and out and they're like, dang, I really don't want to finish or I don't know whether this is for me. So, so we'll talk about that. So what made you want to go into STEM?
Well, I feel like it was one of those inevitable things. Mm-hmm. Like, ever since a toddler, I've always wanted to be a veterinarian. So, although for veterinary school, you don't have to go the STEM route, but I just took the STEM route.
Okay.
I do like science. Not all the time. But I do like science. Like, it's the most interesting thing to me. Honestly, when I found out, like, after talking to so many veterinarians and looking at the prerequisites for schools, I realized I didn't have to have a degree in anything STEM related. If anything, they actually push you to be more diverse. Mm-hmm. They want me to have a theater degree or something other. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I just took that route because I don't know if I want to call it, I won't say a cop-out, but me being a biology major with a pre-veterinary track, I know what's going to help me take all the prerequisites that I need for veterinary school.
Right.
And I knew if I was to pursue a different degree, it was going to be hard for me to do that degree stuff on top of trying to find those classes. And I only say that because not all the time are you going to get a good advisor that's going to help you. Okay, I know you're doing this, but you have this degree. These are the other classes you need to take to help you get into veterinary school. It's always you got to figure it out. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure I was on a track that just kept me into everything I need to get so that I won't have any hiccups when it came to like my transcript part of, you know, enrolling or applying for veterinary school.
Right. So where are you right now in that journey?
I'm a junior.
Okay.
I attend Arizona State University online. Crazy okay. enough, I okay, wanted to go there when we graduated high school. Like I applied there and I got in.
Ah.
I wanted to go there. My mom and them wasn't taking me to Arizona.
Because it was so far?
Yeah, I had to fight them to go to Miami. Really, my goal was California. It was a school called Holy Names in California I wanted to go to. It was
Holy Names?
Holy Names, and it was another school, but I can't think of the other school name right now. Mm-hmm. It was two schools in California I was looking at, because I had scholarships with them, too. Like, every school I wanted to go to, it was too far.
Got it.
But, you know, I was trying to go to the West Coast so bad. If y'all don't know, I love the West Coast. Only been one time, but I wanted to go so bad. But I'm a junior biology student. Right now, just finding my path still. I graduated with my associate's in science last year. That was a journey. It's been a journey, but I'm pursuing my bachelor's degree right now. Kind of having some hiccups because I'm getting into new interests now. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to make sure it's something I want to stick to because my ultimate goal is to be a veterinarian, but I've had some new interests as I got older.
Right.
As a child, I've always had the interest of veterinary. Mm-hmm. Then as soon as I turned 21, I'm just like, oh, I think I like this too, but
right.
I still want to be a veterinarian. Like, can I do both of them? But I always tell myself, yeah, I do both of them. So you don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Okay. So we're junior now at Arizona State. Mm-hmm. Where were you freshman and sophomore?
Freshman year, I was at Barry. Loved it. Oh my okay. gosh. I would say one of my biggest regrets is leaving at school. Mm-hmm. But I try not to say regrets because.
And that's the one in Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's in Miami Shores, Florida. Love that school. Like, if I can go back in time, I would do stuff so differently to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
But I always tell myself, don't say it's a regret.
Right.
Only because even though I still, like, have that, oh, I wish I was there. I wish I graduated. Because I have some friends who just graduated last year, you know, from there. Shout out to Moni. She graduated with her Bachelor of Science in Nursing, like, BSN. So,
okay,
yeah. But yeah, she would always give me about that. Damn, it's probably not meant for you. Like, God always have a way for, like, a new path. So when I left there my freshman year, I went to Ashworth University online because I had this plan. Like, I want to be a veterinarian, but I was like, okay, boom, I'm going to go here online and get my veterinary technician degree. Mm-hmm. Problem is we stay in a very small town. I've called every veterinary office. I've visited every veterinary office in this area. Nobody would allow me to come and be
like shadow or anything
at the school. You have to, you do your schoolwork, but you also have to go into a clinic or a hospital to practice the things that we learn. So clipping toenails, restraining, like administering medicine, you have to physically, cause that's going to be the job.
Right.
Nobody wanted me to come there. Wow. And it was crazy. Cause they would just say, oh, we can't take students or something about insurance. And then when I told them I had my school covered insurance, it was always something. And I try not to bring it into, like, having being a problem, if you mm-hmm. get where I'm going. The only resort I found was when I stopped there, because I felt paused, so I started working. I just stopped going to school altogether, but I just kept getting irritated because I'm like, I'm supposed to be in school right now. All of my friends, all of my peers are in, not everyone, but, you know, like, majority of you were in college. Tyra was in college. All of our friends was in school. Mm-hmm. I felt behind because I never was behind before.
Right.
I was like the smart girl that stayed on track. So, moved to Atlanta. Wasn't going to school, but I did have a cousin. I had met her for the first time, and she was helping me because I was interested in going to Valdosta. I thought we was going to be living in Atlanta. So I was like, I'll just go to Valdosta because I wasn't interested. I applied to Clark Atlanta, got in, but I didn't want to go there. I wanted to go to Valdosta. It was a smaller school. Barry is a small school as well. I like small schools. Mm-hmm. So when we moved back to Orangeburg, I don't know how I did this. When I was in Atlanta, I reapplied for OC Tech. Because matter of fact, I want to take it back. Before we moved to Atlanta, I was taking some classes and I passed them, but then I stopped going to OC Tech because we moved. Because I was like, I'm not going to be able to do it because I'm, you know.
Right.
Stopped going to OC Tech. And then when I knew we was getting ready to move back, I applied right back to OC Tech. So by the time we was moving here, we moved back in like July. So I had started taking summer classes that July. Mm-hmm. So I was taking those classes. Everything was going good. Everything was on track. That was a real rocky time in my life, like 2018, 2019. I was dealing with so much, like family problems on top of like mental problems. I've never had mental problems, but I'm just saying like mentally not being there,
right?
Trying to do too much at once. Took on my first adult responsibilities, like a phone bill. That's like literally the only thing I had was a phone bill, but I feel like it was the biggest thing ever. So I had to keep a job to keep my phone on, you know, right. So it was just so much going on. So by the time I finished ACE, my summer classes, but August came around, I just wasn't there mentally.
Right.
And then I ended up staying here. You know, I was living here with Diamond and still was so crazy. If I felt like the days were just getting away from me, I would get up, go to work, go to class after work. By the time I got off from my second job, I'm opening my book, but I'm falling asleep. I'm working like 13, 14 hours in a day. So I'm falling asleep. My coworker's trying to help me. While we at work, I'm a bank teller. So I'm 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. Okay, what's the next question? What's the next? You know what I'm saying? Trying to practice. I love them for that. Because they really stuck it through and helped me with a lot. Like, yeah. I love them so much. But I had a big support system. Here, I had Diamond. I had Pops, which is her dad. Mama, her mama. And I had my mama. Big support system that, you know, and I had my best friend, Tyra. I mean, that's my cousin. I had my best friend, Francois. Them, that was like a really big support. Even though, like, I was crumbling, mm-hmm. they still supported me. And even when I failed those classes, which is when I failed those three classes, I was frustrated because I'm like, I'm feeling this is messing up my GPA. And not only that, it's pushing me back. Because for some reason, I still struggle with that. I feel like it's a race. I know it's not a race, but I need to hurry up and do this.
Yeah.
Get it done. Putting too much on myself, more than I can handle. Brilliant. So when I failed those classes, I told my mom, I was like, Mommy, I'm about to stop going to school. And she said the most shocking thing to me. I wouldn't expect her to say. She was like, stop. Don't go. And I was like, She was like, as a mother, I don't like how school is stressing you out. You're getting sick. You're losing weight.
Right.
You are crying. I hear you crying in your room about school. Take a break. And when I heard that, I'm like, take a break.
What? Then I'm going to be behind. I can't take a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then that's when it came into me forgetting. I got one of the best person in the world on my side. Just God. So when I started praying to him, I was like, God, you got to help me figure out something.
Yeah.
I need to figure out what I'm doing. Are you telling me to take a break? Are you telling me to push myself? He helped me figure it out. Mm-hmm. Instead of me taking 4, 5, 6 classes at one time, I bumped it down to 2. Pass. All A's. Like, literally, that's all he was telling me to, like, I ain't telling you to take a break, but cut down. But then, when I graduated with my associates, May of 2021, yes, I did. I took a break. Okay. And it was the best break of my life. But what you call this PTSD? When I took my break, that first month or two, I had nightmares. So I would wake up, like pop up 11 to 2 o'clock in the morning, checking my computer, thinking I have an assignment due.
Yeah.
Because I was taking college classes since middle school. I've been taking college classes since middle school, since 8th grade.
Yeah.
Wait, 8th grade, 9th grade? When did I start taking college?
Was it sometime in high school when we were taking them at Tech?
Yeah, I think it was 9th grade.
9th grade.
9th grade summer. Because I remember that's when we was at the charter school and we was at the technology center. Mm-hmm. And I went into what we call the guidance counselor office, and I talked to the man with the bald head. What was his name? You know, I'm talking about the man with the bald head and the glasses.
Right. I'm trying to remember.
I can't think of his name. But I talked to him, and he got me set up. So I've been taking college classes. When I say year-round, but my thing was, my headspace was, I'll take my college classes when I get in college. That was something I wish I took more serious. I wish I was like, take them bigger classes in high school. It would have saved me money. Well, not even really money, because the bigger blessing was, whole time I'm stressing about school, God took care of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that until I graduated, when it was kids frustrating about paying for their fees. I'm like, dog, whole time. My whole tuition covered by scholarships and grants.
Wow.
I didn't have to pay for nothing at OC Tech.
That's amazing.
Wish I listened to my mama, because she was trying to get me to go there in the beginning. I'm like, girl, you just want me to stay home. Mm-hmm. But it was me, that break, I needed that. Mm-hmm. And I came back. I started school again in August. And I'm still trying to figure out if I needed another break or not. Because at this school, the sessions go by fast. It's broken. The semesters are broken down in sessions. So last week, I just finished my first session of two classes. And I'm in two new classes now. So those classes are going. I passed them with two A's.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And then I'm in two more classes. I be trying, girl. And those classes going to end like December 12th.
Okay.
January come, I'll take two more classes. Because, I mean, I could take more than two classes, but I want to leave it at that, because coming in with an associate's, I don't have any intro classes. I got, like, classes where I'm kind of, intimidated by. Mm-hmm. I have this is your side of the road, organic chem, biochem. Oh, yeah. Like, I have those, and I'm just like, I don't like chemistry. No offense. I don't like chemistry.
And I don't like biology.
I like biology. I don't like it at all. So that's my journey with school, though.
Yeah.
Like, going from one of my dream schools to leaving there, then feeling embarrassed. When I came back home, I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
I didn't want nobody to know I was in. And it's so crazy, because I ran into a classmate, like, over the summer. She's like, you back in Orangeburg? I thought you was in Florida. I'm like, no,
I swear. They do ask you that question. Or they'll be like, so when you going back?
I'm sorry.
See, the thing is, I don't know.
Right. And then I struggle with, once I graduate with my bachelor's, I don't want to take a break, but I really want to take like a 2-3 year break.
Right.
Because when I go to veterinary school, I'm going to be in school 4 years. Mm-hmm. Maybe six, because I genuinely want to specialize in something, but it becomes daunting when you think about being in school that long.
Right.
And then I'm going to school to be a doctor. That ain't something like, you got people who, I just found out, because the last class I took was like a veterinary class. And it gave us basis on, you know, like applying to veterinary school, you know, regular stuff. But she let me know something that was shocking me. Veterinarians, I think, are like number two or number four of like the highest professions that commit suicide.
Wow.
And not saying, I don't feel like I'll do anything of that nature, but who's to know that? I hope I don't. I pray I don't.
Especially when you already come from pressure in your undergrad.
Exactly.
And then you try to go straight through.
And I'm not saying, see, I'm frazzled now with my whole undergrad experience. Yeah. From getting my associate's and now my bachelor's. So it's scaring me with knowing I'm going to be in school for 4 years, maybe to another 6 years. And then I got to pay all this debt.
Yeah.
That I might not pay back, to be honest. But it's just, that's the scary part of it all, that. But I try to motivate myself, because it's not a lot of us in that field. Mm-hmm. It's like 1.2% of black veterinarians, the whole profession. And I feel like I could be that motivation for another little black girl, a little black boy.
Right.
Because my nephew told me that. I mean, who's to say? I mean, I'm okay if he changes it, but he said, I want to be a veterinarian like you. Like, I'm not yet, but, you know.
Yeah.
But he loves animals.
That you're working towards it.
Exactly. And everybody knows that. Like, recently on Facebook, I got back on social media. It was a bunch of pictures of black veterinarians that I believe they go to Tuskegee, which is one of the schools I'm looking at. I think I had over 15 people either tag me in that post or either like shared it and tagged me. It was like, I can't wait to see you up here.
Wow.
So it motivates me to keep going, but it's just that fear of, I don't know if it's a fear of what if I don't finish, disappointing everybody else, even though I know it's not about everybody else, it's about me. Or it's that, what do I need to do for me? Because literally that's what our last assignment was about, other than our little personal statement, which is like a mock-up of the actual personal statement that we had to turn into apply to veterinary school.
Right.
Our assignment was, what can you do to avoid burnout, depression, and suicide in the veterinary field? Because we know it's a problem. And you got so many people that are leaving the profession. It's a shortage on veterinarians. A lot of people don't know that either.
Wow.
It is a major shortage on veterinarians. People think people go into the field because of the money, but it's not really the money. It's enough money for me. You know, I'll be a single woman. It'll be enough for me, yeah. But I'm not making as much as a doctor. Mm. But.
Yeah. And I want to talk about, all right, so when I, it's been a crazy journey, but one thing I can say is, like, when I was in my junior year of college, I don't know what it is about junior year. It's just crazy.
And it makes sense because I hated junior year of high school.
And then college, like, what in the world?
But freshman year was always fun.
Seriously, fun every time. That's how it was for college for me, too. And then when I hit junior year of college, I started getting into that feeling like I was just going through the motions.
Mm.
Kind of getting assignments done, but not really paying attention to it.
Mm.
And then I'm like, and then around what that I'm time, doing. Yeah, it's like, what am I doing? It just kind of feel like I was in this rat race. Go, wake up, go to class, get out of class, go to some online campus event.
Me, and then, because I'm also trying to be involved. Because
you want to be involved. You want to have things on your resume exactly. So that when you go to a job or you try to go to grad school or anything after college, you want to make sure right. Your resume looks good. And then, at that time, I was going through a breakup, and then that has to be a podcast episode on itself, just like relationships throughout college.
Right.
But then, yeah, and then COVID hit, and then I had the chance to sit down, and it was like, what am I doing?
It just, when COVID hit, that was the worst for me.
Yeah.
Because my grandmother passed, and then she passed the week after my grandfather. So then I'm doing that. And then I'm like, oh, y'all had nerve to pass right before my practical. Had the practicals coming up, and then I was like dealing with someone too, and then I'm stopped dealing with him. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
And it's like at that time you have so much time to think.
It bothered me, but it also fired like me up.
Weight hits, yeah.
Cause your girl, she scored highest on that practical. Maybe it
you
was,
better do it.
I was so upset that before going in, I was like, I didn't even study. But my mom had helped me all week study with flashcards.
Okay, well, that's good.
But, like, the day of, I'm just like, oh, this is probably going to be terrible. And I said, stop. I was like, I went in there with an empty mind. Like, I was like, oh. But I was still, like, frustrated. But I'm just writing down it. Like, I don't know if that's how I worked my best. Maybe not. But I just zoomed through. But that was just, COVID time was just crazy with school.
Yeah.
Because then you got limited class spaces. You got, this would be our desk. You got one person right there.
Or classes online.
Yeah, we had this. That was the thing with OC Tech, which was weird. You would think when I started OC Tech, it was majority of my classes was online before COVID. Mm-hmm. COVID hit. All of my classes was in class.
Oh, wow.
So we got this big, long table. There's only two of us at this big, long table. She's all the way down there. I'm right here. Mm-hmm. And there's probably like less than 10 of us in the class.
Yeah. And it's so hard to concentrate during that time. Like, I remember for me, I was like,
I was in class playing Sims.
I had a lab report to type, and this is a computer. I just said, and I just got back in the bed. Like, it was just so hard to try to concentrate. And I remember how, like, when you were talking about how that was around the time that you felt God show up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for during that time, too, it's like I could feel God carrying me throughout that time. Mm-hmm. You know, like.
Mm-hmm. That's the first time I think I've ever felt him carry me.
Yeah.
Because literally, it would be the craziest things that happened. Like, I didn't have the mental capacity, like you said, to study for a test. I didn't have the energy. But when I took the test, I passed.
Yeah.
And literally, around this time, and I wasn't praying to get something out of him. I had just shut down, and I just started praying to him for guidance, praying to him for help, praying to him for motivation, praying to him for love.
Yeah.
understanding. And he just, like, literally, I was at a point where I was saying, after this semester, I'm not going to be able to graduate. And then it was the craziest things, even the smallest things. Like, they were saying, oh, y'all not going to have no in-person graduation. And I'm like, oh, I don't care.
I'm just glad to be
we
out.
We had an in-person graduation. But I was ready to just be out.
Yeah.
And that was, my mama had to tell me, like, I wasn't happy about the degree. But now I flaunt that thing like I got a black Amex card or something. Yeah. Like, I just, I flaunt it like I have my DVM. Like, it says Diamond Simmons DVM behind my name.
And that's crazy that you mentioned you felt like, for a time you didn't want to, show it. Because that I felt that same thing, too. It was like, I felt like I was graduating. I'm like, I don't think I deserve this.
Mm-hmm. That's how it felt. But it wasn't even deserved. It was...
I don't feel like I worked this hard wasn't enough to
equal,
earn it.
But I was like, this wasn't equal to a bachelor's. That was my mindset. Oh. Like, oh, nobody's going to care about this. My mama said...
Girl, you worked for it.
And I'm gonna say, and this, that's what she told me. And it's nothing against anyone who doesn't have an associate degree. But she said, one, you worked for it. Yeah. You went to school for it for a reason.
You went through all of this for it.
She said, when you come out on top, you have three.
Right.
And when she told me that, I'm like, oh, shoot.
So you better flaunt it.
I better flaunt it. Like, and since that day she sat down and told me that, because I think it hurt her feelings. I don't, my mama, she's very, like, strong-willed. So to hear, like, her voice kind of soften when she talked, my mama talks very strong. So to hear her voice, she's like, what's wrong with you? Because she said something. She was like, oh, my gosh, it's almost time. And I was like, she was like, what's wrong with you? You don't ever, you know, and I was just like, oh, I think, you know, it's just that. She was like, just that.
Like, girl, don't downplay this.
That's exact where she said, don't downplay that.
Yeah.
She said, you'll come out with 3 degrees. And I don't care if you don't go and get the other two. You still have the opportunity to say you went to school and you did it.
Yeah.
And I hold it accountable. Like, if I don't finish my bachelor's, I got this. Even though the goal is to finish. Mm-hmm. Like, my goal is to finish, but I need to be proud of it. So that's why I have it sitting in my room. I have my degree and I have my cap sitting in my room. Next to my high school diploma is my high school diploma and one in my then other on the other side.
That's good. And I know sometimes it can get hectic trying to study, trying to just make sure you're getting through. And then that's why it's so good to have things that you do on the outside, like having some hobbies or something that you're interested in. So what are some things that you've been trying to dabble or
tap
into? Too much. So tell us a little bit about at least some of them.
I game, which is, I don't know why, but people be so...
You're a gamer girl?
Yeah.
All
right. But some people be so confused and they're like, oh, you play games? Yes, I play games. Like, video games. I love Sims. I know a lot of people don't count it as a game, but I grew up playing The Sims. I have an older sibling, so I literally, little girl, like, 5 years old, knowing how to network on a computer, like, move it around, because I grew up in a tech-savvy family, so Sims was a big game. My mother played video games. My father played video games. My older siblings played video games. So I grew up in a house playing video games.
Okay.
Literally, the first video system I got was the first PlayStation ever come out, and I still have it in a Game Boy Color. I got them spoiled. Got them on the same day, girl. But I love video games.
Okay. So you're a gamer girl.
I'm a gamer girl. I'm a content creator. So I do YouTube videos. I vlog.
You better get it.
Thank you. And I'm also thinking about doing a second channel.
Tell them what your channel name is.
My channel name is Tsunami Dime, but it's Tsunami is kind of shortened. So it's TSNMI Dime, DIAM.
We'll put it on the screen.
Thank you.
On the screen for you.
And then I'm looking into starting a second channel for gaming, since I love gaming so much. So gaming, content creation. I love books. So I read dabbling into some beauty stuff. So, like, maybe lash extensions, you know, things of that nature. Just trying to figure out what my route is. And I've been thinking about starting another business. So,
all right.
You know, I had a previous business with my best friend, but now that's closed. So I'm thinking of doing my own thing, that's been a written out plan since, like, 2021.
Okay.
So I've been writing that out, like, I have it planned to a T, what I want to do. Everything's like step by step.
Right.
Can't miss it.
Well, you better get it. You better launch it.
Thank you.
So we know we have some people on the other side of the screen. What are some tips or some advice that you would give to that student in STEM? Maybe they're feeling like, dang, I don't know whether this is for me. I want to give up. I want to drop out.
I say, if you really want to go for it, don't be like me. It's something I'm learning, but it's something I know now. School is not a race. Success is not a race. It's not a race. Take your time. If you need to take time to take a step back, or if you already taken more than two classes, take a step back, take one. It's been times where I had to take one class and I'm mad, but that one class has given me the opportunity to focus on other things. Make sure that, just like what Marilyn said, you're doing other things other than school. Because if you're solely, like the time when I was failing my classes, it was only schoolwork, schoolwork, work, schoolwork, school. Give yourself something else to decompress, to enjoy, something else to do. Even though work and school are important, I currently work full-time, and I'm in school full-time. I understand the struggle because not all of us can stop working. That's my problem. If I could literally stop working and focus on school, and I'm not saying just because, even if you aren't working and are in school full-time, that still doesn't make it easy. Give yourself something else to decompress, something else to do, something else to enjoy. Because if you just focus on those two, nobody enjoys school, honestly. Nobody enjoys work, honestly. So you just want to give yourself something that you can do to keep your mind focused and balanced. But you also want to learn time management. Time management is a very big thing. If you got to write your schedule down on paper or a planner, I live by my planner. My planner is my Bible. I have a separate planner for school. I got a separate planner for my life. I use the calendar on my phone. I use the calendar on Google. Time management is so important. So know how to manage your time as well. And then you also, it's a lot of tips.
It is a lot of tips.
I'm sorry. You also can think about study.
But they need it. So it's okay.
Right. You also can think about different study tips too. Because honestly, I don't even know how I graduated top 10%. I mean, I've always been smart, but I never felt like I was challenged until I got to college. Mm-hmm. My studying tactic was just reading over the information until I got it. Yeah. When I got in college, I had to learn new things. Now, flashcards are probably more my thing. Hate making them, but they work very efficiently.
My thing is actually getting on. I used to go to our library, and they used to be like, they used to have whiteboards. Mm. So you can go into the room.
They had those at our dorms at Barry.
Yeah, I used to act like I was a teacher. So I used to stand up at the whiteboard, and then I would have imaginary students in my class. Mm-hmm. So I would put up maybe a chemistry reaction or a problem or something, and then I would go, all right, so what is it that? And then get on the board and act like it. Yes, that's a good.
Yeah, I like that. I just don't have a whiteboard big enough to fit in my room.
Walmart or something. That really helped me.
That's good.
But then, I mean, that was before I got into a slump and I didn't kind of really push myself to start studying because I was just feeling so down. But before that, I was on it. You know, I used to go to the library, be at the board.
And if your college has tutors,
utilize your tutors.
Utilize them, because so many schools, majority now that I know of, tutors are free.
Yeah.
Like at Barry, I utilize tutors. I'm be honest, when I went through my slump at OC Tech, I didn't use the tutors.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was at Barry, I utilized them.
Yeah, please utilize your tutors.
It was perfect. Whether it was a teacher's assistant or the actual professor or someone else, I utilized it, and it helped so much.
Yeah. I used to be a chemistry tutor, and believe me, they help, you know. Mm-hmm. You have your chemistry, well, whatever tutor you have. You have your tutor, you have your professor. You got to make sure you do the work too.
Exactly.
But with all that combined, you definitely see a whole lot of progress, yes, you know, in your class.
Please utilize tutors. And probably my final tip would be, this might just sound so corny, go outside. Mm-hmm. Go outside. Literally. I did not go through a school slump at Barry. Mm-hmm. I went through a sad slump. Because I was far away from all my friends. I was 8 hours away. Y'all was, what, an hour or two? I didn't get to see y'all on weekends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So instead of me cramming in my room all day, I would force myself to go outside. Miami. Weather's beautiful other than the rain that just stop and go. But
yeah,
I would go outside and do my schoolwork outside. Mm-hmm. Or just walk somewhere. And when you hear that saying like, oh, when you go outside and the sun's shining and you just feel good. That is the truth.
It definitely helps.
I work from home. I go to school online, so I don't see outside much, but I try to make it. Like today, I was in one of the best moods today because I went outside. This is the first time I've been outside since Sunday.
What?
First time I've been outside since Sunday. Today? Today's Friday.
Girl.
I almost Sunday. Been. Exactly. So when I came outside, I'm just like, I'm happy. I'm smiling. I'm trying to do stuff with different people, but I got too much on my schedule. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. But it's still go outside. You don't have to do your homework outside if that's not what you do or you're not an outdoorsy person. But still, I don't care if you just walk into your mailbox. Just go and get that sun. That 30 seconds to a minute. If you can make it five, make it five. Go and get that sun. Yeah. Or just go outside. I don't know why, but I'm just telling you.
I feel outside. The best at that. Take a good walk outside, too. Mm-hmm. And then the last one. Build your relationship with God.
Yes.
I promise you. It's just like.
That should have been number one.
Yeah. Well, we'll save the best for last, even though it should have been number one.
He's never last.
He's never
last. But we're saving him as the best tip.
Yeah, because honestly, I can't even tell you how my life has changed, like how I've seen God show up in my life mm-hmm. throughout this whole time, feeling like a failure, feeling like seeing all the different dips and turns that life can take you. God keeps you through every single one of those.
Yes. And he made me realize that I'm not a failure. You just His words is, I'm taking you on your own pace. Like, on the back of my phone, I had the Bible verse. I can't think of it right now, but it says, be still.
Be still.
I'm learning to be still.
And know that I am God. Like,
there you go.
In every single thing. And it's like, even when the storms are going, it's like, you can relax.
And I think it's like Matthew's 36. Don't make me lie, y'all. I'm not good with remembering them. I have them written down in this notebook. Yeah. My favorite is Jeremiah 29:11, 23rd Psalms. But It's one in Matthew's that just says, don't be anxious about tomorrow, for today's have its own troubles.
Yeah, that one is good, too.
It's like you're frustrated for tomorrow. Just worry about what you got going on today. Tomorrow going to come. And that's something I live by now. Mm. I don't care if I owe somebody $1 million tomorrow.
It's like, God, you got me. I'm worried about today. You I'm got worried me about tomorrow,
today. Today, I got to worry about cleaning them dishes before my mama get home and she fussing me. I got to worry about this assignment that's actually due tonight at 11:59. I'm worried about what's going on tonight. And it's not really to tell you
and
to
not
worry.
Not even a worry, but just put your faith in God.
Exactly.
He's going to keep you through it. Yeah.
No worry. Just focus on what you got to do for the day.
Yeah. I think that was good. That was good. We got to come back. We gotta find something else to talk about.
Oh, yes. This was fun.
Because it's a whole lot.
It was.
But tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on my Instagram at I Loves Pink. Yes, it is not the correct
thing. And look what she's wearing.
Literally. And it's so funny. I forgot I had on pink. It's my favorite color, y'all. So my Instagram is I Loves Pink. You can find me on LinkedIn. I think my LinkedIn is like Diamond-Simmons. And I think that's it. I don't really use much other social media. I do have TikTok. My TikTok is Murkmaid, Murkmaid, because I love mermaids. And I think that's about it. But y'all already know my YouTube channel, so make sure that you subscribe, which is Tsunami Dime. Yes.
All right. Well, it was so nice having you.
Thank you.
Well, Ladybug. I'm saying your real name, which I never say. Well, it was so nice having you, Ladybug.
Good names now.
This has been fun.
Thank you. So I enjoyed myself for real.
Yeah, this was nice. Really fun. This was nice. All right. So that has been another episode of Mad Mondays. And I hope you guys enjoyed this. And please leave a review. I hope you enjoyed. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember, you are graced to dominate STEM.